It's time for Morning X Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. Space Jam New Legacy. Killing it. Crushing it at the box office. For now, no spoilers. Maybe some spoilers in a second. Let's see here. Domestic debut of $31.7 million. Take that, Black Widow.
Take
that, women.
No, I'm kidding.
What did the women have to...
Black Widow's a...
Feminism woman. They talk about periods unashamedly.
Is that why I like the new Space Jam? Because of its toxic masculinity?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rebuild the patriarchy!
Jason at KROX.
Come on, guys.
Don't make me make you a sign up
I'm
here.
About to get into a Twitter fight. Now you guys can't even give me some... Get my back for a second here, man. the new LeBron James Space Jam came out on Friday. I guess did good at the box office. It expected to open in the $20 million range, but collected $31.7 million, which is pretty good considering you don't have to go to the movies. It's on HBO Max. I watched it on HBO Max as well. Nick, you watched the new Space Jam?
Yes.
Because when we hung out on Saturday, you had not watched it yet. You were then later explaining, you said to somebody else, we were talking about it, and you said, Jason liked it because of course he did. Mm-hmm. What is that supposed to mean?
Just that that's a terrible take, and it doesn't surprise me.
Why?
About movies. I don't know.
It's good. It's not great. It's good.
You said it was better than the original.
It is definitely better than the original.
And just,
ooh,
no, false.
That is a hot take.
If false. Space Jam A New Legacy is a C-, then Space Jam Michael Jordan is F+. The Bumbles sat down on Thursday night and watched the original Space Jam in preparation for our Friday night, where we would sit down and watch Space Jam New Legacy, and Bumbleina would fall asleep on the couch, and Bumbleito would play a video game the entire time. But I enjoyed it. One might even say I was emotional, moved to tears at one point.
Ah.
Some interesting father-son moments that take place.
Aww.
Father and Bugs. Bugs goes there, okay?
Really?
What did I say last week? Bugs, I found him an ineffectual manager leader of his talent.
Mm-hmm. Redemption
story, okay?
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to tell you this is a LeBron James movie. This is a Bugs redemption story, okay? Well played, Bugs.
Bugs Bunny is my dad's favorite cartoon character.
Really?
So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
There's some dark stuff in the past of Bugs. In between Space Jam and Space Jam 2, some terrible things happen that he is hiding.
Bugs Bunny?
I'm just telling you, man, we need to dig deep.
Oh, he definitely is a cult leader or something.
Look, it's not great. It looks really good. My problem with Space Jam is mostly just that Michael Jordan is so unbelievably terrible as an actor. And LeBron...
Did a better job?
Well,
no.
I would say he does a better job, but he certainly honors the tradition of the basketball player who can't act. Because, it's real bad. Coming off of a fire performance in Trainwreck,
yeah,
by the way. But that was a professionally comedic written role. They give him a one-note character to play, and he's great. Here he has to do the heavy lifting. He's got to do the action basketball scenes, but also the emotional family stuff. And
yeah.
It's not great, but it looks good. It's fun.
I saw one scene online that was funny.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a spoiler.
Is that how your generation watches movies now? Is that,
yeah,
I just watched one scene?
Through TikTok.
From what she's seen it on TikTok, it's...
You know what? It is a little long. I think it's like almost 2 hours, which that's the one thing. Space Jam, the original, I'll give you an hour, 27 minutes. Solid.
In and out.
Okay?
Yeah, that's the ideal time for like a children's movie.
Hour, 27 minutes?
Yeah.
I would figure that you would think that that's an hour and 26 minutes too long, but
no.
What was the scene that you saw?
I don't know if it's a spoiler, but they bring Bugs in them, try to bring back somebody, but they bring back the wrong person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At halftime.
Halftime. Where they're don't worry.
Yeah. Don't spoil that.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
It was funny.
That was pretty good.
It was really funny.
Can't get a real Michael Jordan cameo. What's going on here? Did
no,
you
of
like
course
it,
they can. No, mostly because of stupid reasonings. Look, here.
You're so nitpicky.
The movie is called Space Jam 2. There's nothing about space. There's no aliens. There's no outer space.
You know,
there's a Marvin the Martian appearance.
The game,
but that's it.
Oh,
the game
I love
takes,
him.
The Space Jam, the original game, takes place in Looney Tune Land, not in space.
Where's the kaboom?
Where's Looney Tune Land? In the server verse.
Okay.
Technology. It's not even like inner space or something.
That's the world digital. We live in now, man.
I'm just saying. They call it server jam.
The movie
we're fine.
The movie gets kind of real. Is this now a joke? Is this now a thing that we're just flippantly putting into family movies? Because Don Cheadle, he plays the villain. He's, what is it?
Algorithm.
Yeah.
He's an algorithm.
And he explains, he's like, hey, anything with a microphone on it, I'm listening to you, collecting your data. If
that's
it's
funny.
Got a camera
that's
on
true.
It, I'm watching it. And I'm like, that's for real happening in our lives. And we're just laughing about that in this movie.
That's already a joke. Nobody cares.
I turned to Bumbleito at that time and I was like, "That you know, that's true, buddy." He's like, what are you talking about? I was like, your device that you're playing on there right now, it's watching you.
Switch.
He goes, what are you talking about? I was like, all I'm saying is I wouldn't masturbate on in front of that thing. And this is why this kid is the best, okay? He goes, it has a weak internet connection. I was like, oh, then you're safe. I guess.
So when he masturbates, it'll go, and it'll be all choppy. Yeah.
Dude, on that point, okay. Now there's going to be spoilers for the next 2 minutes.
Oh, no, right? Wait.
Because I like it. It's good. Nick says it's no good because he's a hater and refuses to admit
it's not good. It's Space Jam, and it's better than the original
Space Jam. Okay, Bugs. At the end of the movie, they figure out the way that they're going to beat the Goon Squad is they got to glitch out the game. Mm-hmm. And LeBron's son knows because he made the game. Hey, there's this glitch. If you do this one play, then it's
LeBron's play. Yeah, the step back three point.
It'll glitch out the game, mm-hmm. and then we'll be able to get an open look at the bucket. But whoever does the move, whoever glitches, your character gets erased
forever.
And LeBron is like, I'll do it. I'll give it to me, guys. I'll glitch out. I'll erase myself. And then Bugs goes full Bruce Willis in Armageddon and steals the ball from LeBron and says, I'm gonna glitch out. And then Bugs, he does it. He does the move. In, out, step back, boom, I'm glitched. But now the Goon Squad can't block the shot. LeBron, alley-oop, win. Toon Squad, everybody's saved. Then at the end of the movie, Bugs just shows up.
He's just fine.
And LeBron's like, what the? I thought you glitched out. And he's like, I told you, Doc, I'm a Looney Tune. I can do whatever I want. And I was like, well, why didn't you volunteer in the first place when we were huddled up saying, who's going to glitch out? And LeBron said, I'll do it. And everybody's like, you don't have to, LeBron. And he's like, no, I'll do it. And as a matter of fact, there's a whole bench full of Looney Tunes. Apparently, you can do whatever you want. Do it, okay?
He almost killed LeBron.
Let LeBron James glitch out. If you can just glitch out and come back to life, like, it's not a problem.
Yeah. This was a more, I'll have you know, Jason, this whole entire take was the most interesting sports news I have ever heard on this show.
More of a comment than a question.
More of a comment than a question.
What X? It's the Morning X. Jason Dick and friends with Kings of Leon tickets coming up in just a second. Mr. C tweets at the Morning X, says, no way, Space Jam 2 sucked. It was insulting to the audience, a huge ad for Warner Brothers and them flexing off their properties. Hey, remember Iron Giant? Remember Harry Potter? Do you get this timely reference to The Matrix? It was so stupid. I'm mad now.
I like all of those references, though.
Okay, here's the...
Haven't seen the movie, though.
I don't think this is a spoiler, but yes, there's lots of WB properties in there because they're all part of the serververse. And so, like, at the crowd behind all these guys in the is like a knockoff generic Mr. Freeze from Batman and Robin. Looks nothing like Arnold Schwarzenegger. There's a weird penguin guy.
The penguin is there. I was like, that they did pretty good on the penguin. Is that not really Danny DeVito?
No, it's not really. Like, there's all these knockoff. There's a knockoff Agent Smith from The Matrix. And I'm like, are you really? This is gonna be one of your main movies, and you have these generic.
I'm not even sure if this is correct, but seeing all those people, I have decided I'm Team DC. Take that, Marvel.
Ooh.
Okay.
I think I'm. Is DC the? I don't want to put anything.
Are they Batman? And yes.
Are they Warner Brothers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say I am too.
It's not great, but it's. I enjoyed it. It's a fun watch. Okay.
There were several moments where they made jokes, and I was like, "That's a good one." When Tweety was doing the whole little meme of the guy going across the screen holding his head.
Yeah.
Huge ad. Watch it.
It also, I guess they debuted the LeBron 19s on there, which I definitely was like, ooh, am I going to get myself some LeBron 19s? $200. I didn't buy nothing for $200.
I could see you being getting one of those Toon Squad jerseys, though. Those are just so loud and obnoxious.
I have a Toon Squad jersey, all right?
Oh, really?
I have an original OG. Toon Squad jersey.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Hey, you want to get some of them Kings of Leon tickets? We have them for you. Germania Insurance Amphitheater, September 15th with Cold War Kids. 512-835-1015 is the number. We're going to play the Doug Benson IMDb game. Is that right?
Yep.
Yep.
512-835-1015 is the number. Good luck on the phone. I must be DJ Pauly D with the way I'm playing this white people music. Here's the Killers on 101X. The morning, X, Jason, Duke, and friends. With tickets to see Kings of Leon with the Cold War Kids, Germania Insurance Amphitheater, September 15th, with another edition of Doug Benson's IMDb game. Doug stole our IMDb game. We stole his right back. This is the game where today Emily is going to read us characters, a list of characters from a movie. Character names, not the actors. Starting with the 10th build character. That's this game, right?
Yep.
Yep.
And then working her way up to the top build actor, top build character. Nick and I are going to buzz in with our names when we think we know the film. If you get it with names remaining, you can name the top three. Doesn't have to be in order for bonus points. That correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We each play on behalf of a listener. Michaela called first, chose Team Jason. Lauren, you get Nick. Sorry, he's playing video games right now. everybody ready?
Yep.
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. First movie up. Here we go. Georgie Denbro, Henry Bowers.
Nick. Oh, damn it. It, Chapter One.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh.
Good job.
Good. Tie with the damn it.
Because it, I buzzed in, but they could have been
could have been the second one.
Same characters.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it just be It?
What's It Chapter One?
Is it called It Chapter One, or is it just called It?
I believe it's called Chapter One.
This game is being played under protest.
Okay. Well,
so hang on. What were the names there?
So the names there were Georgie Denbro.
That's one person.
Okay. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if Denbro was his own character.
And then Henry Bowers.
Okay. So Nick can name the top three characters from It.
Well, it's definitely going to be Bill Denbro. That's the main dude. I'm going to say Beverly What's-Her-Name, number two. And I don't know his last name, but Richie the Mouth Blah.
So Bill.
Bill, Bev, and Richie.
Okay.
Okay.
Wouldn't you go, what's the clown's
Pennywise?
Name? Pennywise? Seems like Pennywise likely to be in the top three. What's the top three, Emily?
Number one is Pennywise.
What are you doing? Who do you think the It is?
Bill Skarsgård. Come on. Pennywise. Bill Denbro is the next.
Okay.
And then Richie Tozier? Tozier?
Is that what you said?
Yeah, Richie the Mouth, whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, that's good.
What am I doing? I'm getting 3 points.
That was a good
2 3. Points is good, but not including Pennywise when the movie is It. What?
Beverly is next. Beverly is the next build character.
Good, great.
So. I'm not going to argue.
If the movie was Superman, would you include Superman in the top three?
Yes, but he's not the.
Uh-huh.
But the kids are the main characters, and then there's just an evil clown as the bad guy.
I can't believe you know those kids' names. What do you? You got an It problem? Really,
you know what?
You got an It problem?
I got those names from reading the book, Jason, not even watching the movie.
Oh, my God. Sorry. I had to dump an F word. That's fine. I edited the wrong part of my speech. Okay, Nick is up 3-0 going to the second one. Anything can happen, though.
All right. Anything can happen.
Emily,
okay.
Go for it.
Including first character, Gingerbread Man. Second character, Wolf. Fairy Godmother. Prince Charming. King. Puss in Boots. Queen. Princess Fiona.
Oh, God.
Donkey. Shrek. Guys. Okay.
I should risk a point now. I should have done this earlier.
All right. I guess I got to get in it. Dick.
Okay.
I'll just say Shrek.
No. Close.
I'm passing officially, but it's Shrek 2.
You're passing?
Yeah, I'm not done. I'm getting credit for it.
Okay, it was Shrek 2.
Okay, because that's when Puss in Boots shows up.
Don't act like guys. How can you not get this? There's
a
million.
Fairy Godmother is only in the second one. I need a hero. Come on. Okay.
That movie's from Short Circuit. Okay. I want you to know if you think that movie is from Shrek, that song is
Short Circuit.
Okay, this is not good.
All right.
It is Short Circuit 2, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
You know what, Nick? You earned this victory, but I'm about to come and get your ass. It's 3-1. I can do it on the last one.
You can do it. Ready?
Go.
Thomas Andrews. Spicer Lovejoy. Captain Smith. Brock Lovett. Old Rose.
Dick.
Nick.
Titanic.
Yeah.
You better ready the tiebreaker because the top three in this mother are.
Mm-hmm.
God, I only know the top two. Who's the third person? Okay. Jack, Rose, and for the tie, is it Cal Hockley? Is it, what's Kathy Bates' character? I don't even know her name. Is it Bill Paxton? You might have already said the Bill Paxton character. I don't know his name either. I guess I'm going to have to go with Cal Hockley because I don't know the name of anybody. Fabricio! I don't know the name of anybody else on this stupid ship. Is there anybody else in there? Okay, I'll just go.
Who else made it?
I'll just go. That's probably the cast, the way they were built, right? Is, I don't know. Okay. Jack, Rose. Am I leaving out somebody obvious? Cal. That's my final answer.
All right. It is Jack, Rose, and Cal.
Yeah! Oh, that is a tiebreaker! You have a tiebreaker, right?
I do have a tiebreaker.
What do we do in the case of a tie?
Do you need the tiebreaker or did you make it?
Let's do the tiebreaker. Did
I win?
You won.
You got the Titanic point, and then it's 4-3 now, yeah.
I had negative one.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Yeah.
All right, ready? The tiebreaker.
Respecting the integrity of the game and excellent scorekeeping. I think I should get a bonus point.
Earn it right here.
Okay, ready.
So
be
this
ready
is just another film.
Another film.
Gets this,
last one.
All right.
Here it goes.
Four-pointer at the buzzer is not even good enough to win. What kind of world do we live in?
So close. First
you could have had a four-pointer, but you didn't put Pennywise in the top three.
That was the right strategic move.
What?
That was the right move.
Okay.
Buck. And I don't dump that.
My name's Buck, and I like to...
Hattori Hanzo.
Nick. Oh, God damn it. It's
come on, Emily. Who buzzed in first?
You, and Nick, you got it.
Okay,
I said it. You're going to say the wrong one, though.
Kill Bill, Volume 1.
That is correct.
As I was saying it, I was like, I shouldn't say that because it might be that movie. You know you got outplayed there, bro. You know you got outplayed.
Brett, my name is Buck, and I'm here to
Brett with
win
one
this
T
game.
Says, no pressure, Jason, but if you don't win this game, Nick holds the longest winning streak title still. Win today, it's a tie. What do you think the number is, Brett? Is it 6? Because I won 5 games last week in the Friday previous to Nick's vacation, which would be 6.
Does it count?
We might have to go to the day previous to that. What do you mean it doesn't count? How does it
not count? That was a substitute person in there. I don't know who you fake.
No, it was against you. Previous to vacation. That's why you made the game.
There's a gap.
It doesn't matter if there's a gap. Okay? There's a gap between every one of these shows.
She asked us because she keeps messing up games.
Hey. I was about to say.
Lauren.
Here, I win overall because who has the streak of the most losses?
Definitely you.
That's me.
Definitely you.
Lauren, I'm the best.
You're going to win a game?
Kings of Leon tickets. Yep. Michaela, we have a price for you. Good morning, Young's Jason, Dave, friends, Nick, Emily, with more tickets to see Kings of Leon on tomorrow's program.
Just feels so good.
Jaws on the Water movie screening tickets in half an hour.
Morning, Nick. Sports.
Sports brought to you by Pants. Rich Paul, Adele, celebrity couple. Who has hand? NBA Finals Game 5 in Phoenix Saturday night. Maybe the most exciting final 20 seconds of any finals game we've ever seen. Am I right, Emily?
Oh, am I? Are you right or are you right?
We could talk about the end of that game, about the incredible defense of Drew Holiday.
That forever.
Was it really worth it? And now it turns out maybe that trade was worth it. What's going to happen? Game 6? Is this NBA Finals actually redeemable? But in an effort to not make it too sportsy, as I've been advised to do, let's just talk about what celebrities were at the game, okay?
Oh, the finest of Milwaukee was out and about, front court and center.
It was in Phoenix, you jackass.
Damn it. Damn it.
See, that's 50-50 an actual
shot.
Not a 50-50 shot. You're the goddamn host of a sports podcast. It's the NBA Finals. Nowhere Game 5 is played. It's not a 50-50 shot.
They're not still at Disney World? Thought we were back in the bubble.
Oh, my God. I hate you. I hate you. I don't hate people, and I hate you. Okay? I want you to know that. No, Game 5 in Phoenix, and LeBron James.
LeBron James?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, you looked at me.
I knew you were going to do it.
LeBron James.
Sitting courtside to support his friend Chris Paul. Or is he? Just trying to get some camera time for your new tequila brand. I see you out there, LeBron, always working. Is this a real thing? I didn't notice, but I've read about it on the internet later that LeBron James is sitting courtside. If LeBron says, hey, I want to go to the NBA Finals, LeBron plays for the Lakers. He's not in the Finals.
Okay.
But he wants to go. Does he have to buy that seat?
No.
He's somebody invited. Pays for that seat, okay? A season ticket holder owns that seat and, you know, sells it for $50,000. Somebody has to pay for it, right? I guess the NBA might just hold a certain amount of courtside seats, but you're just giving away $50,000 worth of value?
Yes.
Charge LeBron James.
It's LeBron James.
He's nearly a billionaire. He can afford to pay you the $50,000 for this seat.
But having LeBron James there is going to make them more than $50,000.
Look, you know how this works.
Are you smart?
I'm so smart. I went to college, dude.
That was pretty good. What do I know?
You know how this works. It's always the rich a-hole that gets the free things that he doesn't deserve.
I think somebody's paying for it. I don't know if it's him.
Sure, but they're glad to do it for LeBron.
It's an investment.
I guess he's got it. Does he have a new tequila company? Is that what LeBron's doing?
Him and a bunch of other people involved in it.
King Tequila?
No, it's 1707 Lobos. Something like that.
What?
Lobos.
I believe so.
That's like an address in the flats in Round Rock. 1707. Anyway, he's there. He's got a bottle of his tequila sitting under his own seat.
Lobos 1707.
Trying to get some camera time. Is LeBron, let me just ask more special treatment questions. Are you allowed to bring a bottle of tequila to an NBA Finals
LeBron
game?
LeBron James, yes.
Can I just show up with a bottle of booze and be like, oh, LeBron can bring tequila and I can't?
Like, I'm trying to imagine what LeBron could wear that he definitely no shirt, shirtless shoes, just some board shorts or something. Like, he's allowed
can
in.
Can he just have, like, can he have an AR-15 just sitting in the front row and be like, what? I'm LeBron James.
Well, if it's in Phoenix,
that's not funny.
Yeah. Anyway, sitting next to LeBron James is his agent, super agent Rich Paul. Do you know about Rich Paul, Emily?
I bet he's rich.
Yeah, the first name.
Same with Buck.
No joke there, man.
Don't start
with me on Buck, all right? Really mess me up. Rich Paul is like one of his childhood buddies, right?
I think Rich Paul is the one that he met in the airport one time. I don't think he grew up with him in
is he a smart businessman, or is he literally just like, LeBron James is so good, it's impossible to mess up his career.
Sitting next to LeBron James, he's good. He's got a good thing going on.
Well, his girlfriend, and this was their first public appearance, according to Brian Windhorst of ESPN, who is apparently doing celebrity gossip now. His girlfriend is Adele, and they were at the NBA Finals game together. There's now a pretty famous internet photo of her on the Giannis alley-oop at the end of the game, final 20 seconds, most exciting NBA Finals. We don't have to recap that. Mm-hmm. But Adele is like covering her face because she's like, oh my God, no. We were rooting for Chris Paul and he plays for the other team. Think Adele knows basketball things?
No.
She's British. No.
Yeah.
British people don't like basketball.
Anyway.
She's like, why are they touching the ball with their hands? They can't do that.
That's a pretty sweet-ass, power couple, Rich Paul and Adele. I'm digging it.
And this is like super hot Adele. This is prime time Adele, too.
See, I don't think that she becomes a better get now that she's super hot, Emily. All right? I look at what's inside of a woman. Okay? I look to be inside of a woman.
No, no, that you made it weird.
That's why I gave it a pause. No. I knew there was a butt.
I thought of it for a while, and I was like, that's so cheap and terrible and not good. And
the joke to make is that now that she's dating a black guy, she will be back to fat Adele.
Not the joke.
I didn't even hear. Now she'll be back to.
We went to commercial, right? Ah, crap. Thought that was a jingle out.
Man, I can't believe you.
Oh, my gosh.
I appreciate your. I hate you.
You have to be honest with that joke.
Okay, but my question is, who's got hand? Which is a reference to Emily. Come on, you can do it.
Who's got hands? Yeah, Seinfeld.
Okay, it's Skinny Adele, but she has no hands. Yeah. They've taken her hands. Is she still a catch?
Okay, between
she
Rich
can't catch.
Paul,
she's got no hands.
Between Rich Paul and Adele, who deserves to have their hands? Which one needs to keep their hands?
It was a George theory that in every relationship, somebody's got the upper hand, has got hand,
yeah.
And like for some reason he had hand on one person, and then he lost his hand because something,
and he's gonna need it.
Yeah, but I've got hand. And you're going to write all of that stuff. Once upon a time, a more toxic version of myself peddled some theory about celebrity couples. And if you're the more famous one is allowed to misbehave more. Cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that theory no longer valid. It totally is still valid. Who's got hand in Adele Rich Paul land? Because you would obviously, Emily, you'd say Adele, right?
I'd say Adele.
You didn't know who Rich Paul was until 7 minutes ago.
Yeah, no.
Rich Paul kind of runs the NBA. He's a big time sports.
But why?
Because he's LeBron James.
He's a business mogul
/ agent.
Yeah. Does he play?
No. Doesn't have to.
No,
that's how powerful he is. He's like, I control the NBA from behind the scenes. Okay.
Yeah, but that's how powerful Adele is.
I control the NBA and I can still go to the grocery store, but I never would because I'm so rich.
Yeah, but that's how powerful Adele is. Is she's not even in the basketball world, but she's put herself in there. She's thrown herself in there. She knows where the money's at. Mm. She knows where it's going. She's definitely got the hand. She's got the hand over him.
Rich I looked Paul. It up. Obviously, the way to settle this is with CelebrityNetWorth.com. I don't know if you guys want to guess Rich Paul Adele, but Rich Paul.
Hold on. Give me a second to think.
Okay.
I got a good read.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Adele is a tough one for me too.
Like,
she's a badass recording artist.
She's not.
But can you? Make
no
money
frame of reference
that?
For Chris Paul.
Yeah. Or Rich Paul.
Is LeBron James only friends with Pauls? Is he buddies with Logan Paul?
I'm going to go Adele, $300 million. Rich Paul, $500
million. Rich Paul, $100 million.
What, that's laughable? I said
yes.
Oh.
Okay, now I will tell
you
this.
What kind of business partner is he? He's not just LeBron's age. I thought they were partners. 50-50, right down the middle.
Rich Paul's got a lot of money off the books with this LeBron deals and running things. Mm-hmm. So, this is just what he's got on paper. You said how much for Adele?
$300 million.
Emily?
I'm going to go $600 million.
$190 million for Adele.
Oh.
So she has more money.
Overestimated the both of them.
Apparently, the only hand Rich Paul has is Adele's making him talk.
Wow.
He's a puppet. I don't know.
What?
Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. Who's got the hand, Adele or Rich Paul?
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.